Good morning. My name is Jillian Paisley, and I'm a senior at Concord Carlisle High School. I was a 14-year-old freshman on my first ever Tricon mission trip when I discovered my favorite poem of all time. It was tacked to the inside of a bathroom stall in the second floor girls' bathroom at our base camp in Perry County, Kentucky. I found myself revisiting that bathroom a lot throughout the trip, just to occasionally get away from the kind of chaos that can only be created by 50 other high schoolers, and I found myself rereading the poem again and again. Even at 14, I knew this poem would be significant to me, so I made myself a copy, and each year I have a ritual of slowly rereading it when I return home from the trip. Here I am, 3 years later, a little older and a little bit wiser. I know I still have a lot to learn, but 4 mission trips later, I have grown quite a bit. When I returned from West Virginia last Saturday, I revisited the poem I'd first read in Kentucky. When you set out for Ithaca, ask that your way be long, full of adventure, full of instruction. My mission trips have been full of adventure. I have raced a tricycle down a perilously steep hill in Kentucky in the pouring rain. I have watched as a rat, fondly referred to as Hercules, scurried up my friend's leg at our work site. I have spent 3 hours working on piecing together one doorknob, and I have almost cried with excitement when I finished. I have watched the sunrise from a mesa in New Mexico, and I have showered in a Jamaican waterfall. I have befriended a sweet, developmentally disabled man named Willie and his 2 little dogs, Lindy Lou and Little Whiner. I have ventured far from my home, and I have found a home in the people I've met and the people I've loved. My mission trips have been full of instruction. I have learned to hammer a nail and how to mix concrete. I've learned how to respect others when they worship in a different way than I do, while still being true to my faith, my church, and myself. I have learned that true harmony can only be found when distinctly unique individuals come together to work towards a common goal. I have learned how to be a leader. I have learned how to be a friend. The poem continues. The Lystragonians and the Cyclops, angry Poseidon, do not fear them. Such as these you will never find, as long as your thought is lofty, as long as a rare emotion touch your spirit and your body. The Lystragonians and the Cyclops, angry Poseidon, you will not meet them, unless you carry them in your soul, unless your soul raise them up before you. Mission trips have taught me a truer meaning of happiness. Through the lives of the people we've met, I have seen a light no darkness could ever extinguish. I have learned that true happiness is carried in your soul. On my journeys to Kentucky, to New Mexico, to Jamaica, and finally to West Virginia, I have met people who, by our standards, have nothing, but who carry love in their souls. And I have met people who have everything, but seem to carry monsters in their souls. Sometimes I carry them myself. Mission trips have taught me to let go and to carry love instead. So what is Ithaca? I can tell you that the first time I read the poem on the inside of a bathroom stall in Kentucky, I had no idea. Ithaca was a mythical city. Ithaca was far away. But 4 trips later, I think I know what my Ithaca is. Have Ithaca always in your mind. Your arrival there is what you are destined for. But don't in the least hurry the journey. Better it last for years, so that when you reach the island, you are old, rich with all you have gained along the way. Not expecting Ithaca to give you wealth, Ithaca gave you a splendid journey. Without her, you would not have set out. She hasn't anything else to give you. My Ithaca is my continued journey. My Ithaca is the face of God in the poorest of places. When I set out for Ithaca, my way was long, but I have learned not to hurry the journey. So often in life, we are so caught up in getting to the next thing that we forget to slow down and enjoy the ride. Mission trips have given me the chance to slow down, to pause, to breathe, to see the divine up close. As the poem predicted, it's been a splendid journey, because I've seen the divine in the winding mountain roads of Appalachia. I've seen the divine when the doorknob works again, or when we turn the knob of our newly installed shower and water comes pouring out of the showerhead. I've seen the divine in van ride sing-alongs. I've seen the divine in the face of a young man whose eyes still well up with tears when he thinks about his beagle who passed away. I saw the divine last week when that very man called my group together in prayer, treating us as he would any friends or neighbors. And I saw the divine when I looked up from the prayer and found myself surrounded by people who've known my Ithaca too. The mission trips have never given me anything tangible, but the journey I've been on was worth more than anything money could ever buy me. Because if you find her poor, Ithaca has not deceived you. So wise you have become and of such experience that you already have understood what these Ithacas mean. This is my story. Amen.
Amen.